for each meal map. It's time to get excited because the next 2 weeks will be filled with delicious food, enjoyable movement, and dramatic metabolic transformation. In this chapter, find your blank meal map, A, B, or C, for planning your 14 days. It tells you everything you need to do. You can map it all out before you start, or go day by day, recording what you do as you go along. Some of my clients like to get super organized with all the food purchased, pre-cooked, and frozen into portions before they begin. Others like to shop every day and cook as they go along. It depends on your time, schedule, and personal inclinations. You can also choose foods that work for each category, protein, vegetable, fruit, complex carb, etc., piecing your meals together like a puzzle. Or you can choose recipes from Chapter 6, which automatically comply with your needs when you prepare them according to your meal map. You can make a different recipe every night, or choose the ones that intrigue you and cook big batches before you start, freezing your portions individually to save time. For those who want to cook even less, check out my super simple supported plan on page 303. I've had clients choose and prep their food in many different ways. It's purely a matter of personal preference. I've had many clients go successfully through this plan, so before I give you your detailed meal map to fill out for the next 2 weeks, let's meet some people who have been there and done that, Sue, Kathy, and Janine. Sue's metabolic intervention score resulted in a match for meal map A. Kathy got meal map B, and Janine got meal map C. Let's take a closer look at how each of them navigated their 14 days. Meet Sue and her meal map A. Sue is a 20-something client of mine with a high-profile job, a supportive boyfriend, and a cute apartment in a large city. She came to me weighing 135 pounds, and although for some people this would be a dream weight, for Sue it was a plateau. For her slight frame, 128 pounds was the perfect weight for her, the weight at which she knew she felt her best. But she hadn't been able to get there. She had been stuck in the 130s, going up and down for 5 years, and just couldn't seem to break through that barrier. She told me she didn't need to lose 14 pounds in 14 days. She would be overjoyed just to lose those stubborn 7 pounds that stood between her and her best body. Could I help? Of course. We sat down together and did the calculations, and her metabolic intervention score coincided with meal map A, so that is what we chose for her. We also calculated her water intake. Remember, I want you to drink half your body weight in ounces of water every day during the 14-day plan. For Sue, who weighed 135 pounds, that meant, rounding up, she needed to drink 68 ounces of water per day. Since half a gallon is 64 ounces, I suggested that she drink 4 ounces first thing in the morning, then fill a half-gallon pitcher with water and keep it in the refrigerator. She filled her water bottle from that pitcher throughout the day, so she didn't have to keep track of her ounces. As she lost weight, her water intake would go down accordingly. Although Sue wasn't a big fan of water, a few slices of fresh lemon and lime in the pitcher helped her get it down, and once she was into the habit, she began to crave it. For exercise, we looked at the Meal Map A exercise plan, and Sue saw that she needed to do 3 or 4 sessions of cardio each week, along with a minimum of 1 metabolic intervention exercise, MIE. Sue loves to take step classes at her local gym or work out on the elliptical trainer, so she scheduled these in, along with a massage during the first week and a session in her gym's infrared sauna on the second week. The next thing we did was look at the recipes, Chapter 6. We flipped through them all, and she picked out the ones she thought looked good and that used foods she knew she liked. She also picked a few things she'd never tried before, like savory oats, because she thought they sounded interesting and wanted to expand her palate and micronutrient intake. I gave her a blank meal map and she filled out the meals she wanted to have. Then we made a shopping list of ingredients from the recipes. We found the Meal Map A column in each recipe and wrote down what she would need, multiplying each recipe by the number of times she planned to have it during the 14 days. Before she started, she cooked most of the meals in batches and froze individual portions. Then she followed her meal map through the 14 days. Every night, she looked ahead to see what she would be eating the next day and took those meals out of the freezer. She told me she hardly spent any time in the kitchen once the 14 days started, which made it easier for her to focus on getting all her meals, snacks, exercises, and water in each day. Sue broke through her plateau on day 10 and landed solidly on her goal weight by day 14. She was so proud of herself, and I was proud of her too. Now she is holding steady on the Fast Metabolism for Life plan from the second half of this book. Here is her completed meal map. Take a close look on the PDF to see everything she did to comply with Meal Map A. Sue didn't make something new every single day. She cooked some things ahead in batches before she started and froze them in portions. Instead of 14 different breakfasts, Sue enjoyed a total of 5 breakfasts, 3 different recipes for part 1, and 2 different recipes for part 2. She made 4 lunches for part 1 and 3 for part 2. She also made a total of 4 dinners for part 1 and 3 dinners for part 2. This greatly reduced the time she spent cooking and was more cost-effective than buying ingredients for 42 different meals and 28 different snacks. For example, Sue had savory oats for breakfast 4 times over the course of 14 days, but she only made this recipe once. She quadrupled the recipe, then divided the oats into 4 separate portions and froze them. The night before she planned to eat savory oats for breakfast, she removed 1 portion from the freezer. In the morning, all she had to do was heat it up and add some fresh fruit. Or she could have even put her frozen berries in there when she heated it up, or when she packed it up. You can do it any way you want, with as much pre-prep and as much fresh prep as you want. If you are using Meal Map A, this is your blank form. You can imitate Sue or do your own thing. You can use this blank Meal Map A to plan your whole week ahead, so you know exactly what you will be having and how many portions to prepare from any recipe you use. Or if you like to cook as you go, use this to keep track of everything you eat and do, either using recipes or just choosing foods from the list based on each day's requirement. Don't forget to track your weight, exercise, and water. Your blank meal map on the PDF is the place to keep track of everything so you stay organized. A reminder of your exercise plan is located after your blank meal map. Meal Map A Recommended Exercise. Cardio, 2 or 3 times per week to raise your heart rate to between 120 and 140 beats per minute for 20 to 35 minutes for each session. Weights, 2 times per week, focusing on 3 major muscle groups for each session. Metabolic intervention exercises, minimum of 2 times per week. Meet Kathy and her meal map B. Kathy is a busy working mom with 3 young children. She's always running around trying to get everything done and rarely takes any time for herself. She admitted to me that she often eats her kids' leftovers for her meal, some macaroni and cheese, a few green beans, some cookies and milk. In college, she weighed 150 pounds and felt strong and good about herself, but when she came to see me, she had been at 170 pounds since having her 3rd child 2 years earlier. She said her clothes felt uncomfortable, her stomach was always a little bloated, and she didn't have the energy she felt she needed to be a good mom and also excel at her job. I thought she was a super mom, but she didn't feel very super, so we got right to work. After calculating Kathy's metabolic intervention score, we discovered that she was a match for Meal Map B. Getting down into the 150s in 14 days sounded great to her. She was inspired and ready, but she warned me that she didn't have much time And sometimes after work, the whole family went out to dinner because there wasn't time to cook, and the kids needed food fast. I explained that many of the meals could be made ahead in portions to feed the whole family. She or her husband would only have to heat them up. She asked me about business and working lunches, and I told her there were ways to stay on plan in restaurants, too. For example, in Part 1, Meal Map B lunch consists of one serving of protein, two servings of vegetables, and one serving of fruit. I told her to order a big salad with chicken, steak, or salmon, and lots of vegetables. Hold the cheese and croutons. She could drizzle it with vinegar and have her fruit serving back at the office. Or she could have lettuce wraps with steak or chicken, or sushi rolls with fish and vegetables only. You can ask for sushi rolls without rice, and stay right on plan. I encouraged her to keep a stash of fresh fruit at the office to get in all her required fruit. Part 2 was even easier. For Meal Map B, lunch is one serving of protein, two servings of vegetables, and one serving of healthy fat. She could add olive oil or avocado to her salad or lettuce wraps, or add avocado to her sushi rolls. She felt this was definitely workable for her situation. Next, we looked at her water intake. I told her that since she weighed 170, she would start by drinking 85 ounces of water each day and decrease the water as her weight decreased. Kathy always had a large water bottle with her that held 1 liter, or 33.8 ounces of water. We figured out that she would need to drink 2.5 of these bottles to get in her 85 ounces. She said sometimes she did that anyway, so she would be sure to make that happen every day for the next 14 days. According to her Meal Map B suggested exercise, Kathy would need to do cardio 2 or 3 times per week, and weightlifting 1 time per week, plus a minimum of 1 MIE. Kathy said she was a bath person, often relaxing in a hot bath after the kids went to bed. She decided to buy some lavender-scented Epsom salts and use that as her MIE, since she didn't think she would have time to go get a massage, physical therapy, or acupuncture. She loved to jog, but hadn't done it in a while, so she chose jogging as her cardio. Her husband had a set of weights in the basement. She said she would dust them off and find 1 day each week to target some major muscle groups. Finally, we went through all the recipes in Chapter 6. She circled the ones that included foods her whole family liked, and we worked them into her blank meal map. She counted up 5 portions for every time she made each recipe and made her grocery list based on this. It was less expensive than she expected because she could buy meat and frozen vegetables in larger packages for lower prices. We looked at her calendar and scheduled a weekend for cooking. She made all the meals ahead of time, dividing everything into large zip-top bags that held 5 portions each. For some meals, she knew she would be especially popular, like the sausage and roasted veggies and the chicken black bean tacos. She made 8 servings to allow her husband and kids to have second helpings. Everything went into the freezer, and then she was ready. She was excited and motivated because the plan felt doable and not intimidating. She kicked off her plan on a Monday, and 2 weeks later, she was down to 158 pounds for a total loss of 12 pounds. She was thrilled. She hadn't seen the 150s in years. She decided to do the plan one more time and found that when she recalculated her metabolic intervention score, she had graduated to Meal Map A. After 14 days on Meal Map A, she had lost the last 6 pounds she wanted to lose. She is now feeling awesome and looking amazing at a sleek, sexy, and strong 152 pounds. Refer to the PDF to see exactly what she did. As you can see from Kathy's meal map, she only had 2 breakfasts for Part 1 over the course of the 14 days. She found 2 breakfasts she liked and alternated them. She has a busy morning with her kids, so she could make both recipes in large batches before she started the 14 days and freeze them. For Part 2, Breakfasts included two recipes for week one and two more recipes for week two, which she also prepared ahead. This way, she could get up in the morning, eat her breakfast, then make breakfast for her family and get them off to school and work. She chose snacks and lunches that were quick to make, and even went out to lunch three times while staying on plan. For dinner, she chose recipes she knew her whole family would like. She prepared enough to repeat one part one recipe and two part two recipes during each week, but never had any dinner more than twice. She made enough ahead of time for her own meals and her family's, and everybody loved her homemade dinners, especially the coconut chicken and the lemon chicken fettuccine, both of which got rave reviews. You can copy Kathy or go your own way as long as you stick to Meal Map B and the food list. Use this blank meal map to plan your week ahead or to keep track as you go, whichever best fits your schedule and inclinations. Don't forget to track your weight, exercise, and water. Keep track of everything on the blank meal map on the PDF. A reminder of your exercise plan is located after your blank meal map. Meal Map B, Recommended Exercise. Cardio, 2 or 3 times per week to raise your heart rate to between 120 and 140 beats per minute for 20 to 35 minutes for each session. Weights, 1 time per week, focusing on 3 major muscle groups for each session. Metabolic intervention exercises, minimum of 1 time per week. Meet Janine and her Meal Map C. Janine came to see me when she had just turned 50 and weighed 235 pounds. She told me she just didn't feel like herself anymore. Although she had always been curvy and technically overweight, hovering just at or below 200 pounds, she was tall and carried her weight well. She always felt pretty good about herself. But in the past year, she had gained 35 pounds, had no energy, and knew from her increasingly irregular cycle that menopause was imminent. Suddenly, her body was changing shape practically before her eyes. She said her hourglass figure was shifting, and she felt less like a bombshell and more like a balloon. She was bloated, and even suddenly developed cellulite on her upper arms and upper torso, something she had never had before. While her husband didn't seem to notice, she noticed, and felt uncomfortable most of the time. She said her stomach felt bloated, her thighs chafed, and her arms wobbled. "This is not me," she told me. "I feel like I'm hidden inside this bloated body, and I just want to get out." I explained that she was likely experiencing hormone-based weight gain, a common issue at her age, but that she was not fated to keep those extra 35 pounds for life. She just needed metabolism repair, and the metabolism revolution was the doorway to regaining her energy and a body she felt good about. We talked about her ideal weight, and she decided she would feel much better and be healthier if she could get back down closer to 180 pounds. But that felt like a long way to go. I told her that losing 14 pounds in 14 days could kickstart that longer weight loss journey, and she was all in. We calculated her metabolic intervention score and saw that she would benefit most from Meal Map C. We pulled out a blank meal map and started planning. We flipped through the recipes, and she chose the ones she liked best and that she thought her husband and daughter would also enjoy. She also told me they had an unbreakable Friday night family restaurant night. How would she navigate that? We talked about how she could choose the restaurant, look at the menu ahead of time, and call ahead to be sure her meal would comply with her needs. Tell them you are on a special nutrition plan and you need their help in staying compliant, I said. Good restaurants will be happy to help you. Next, I explained how she needed to be drinking half her body weight in ounces of water. Janine wasn't sure she could drink 118 ounces of water every day, but I reminded her this was less than a gallon, and I told her I had clients who easily drank a gallon of water every day to help their bodies remove all those fat-soluble toxins that are released when fat burns away. She said she liked a brand of water that came in 33.8-ounce bottles. We did the math and figured out that 3.5 of these bottles per day would meet her requirement, so she bought 4 cases of this brand of water online and kept them in her garage. Every night, she pulled out 3 or 4 bottles and put them in the refrigerator for the next day. Next, we talked about exercise. Janine said she used to walk and hike outdoors and loved it, but as she was getting older, she was having more aches and pains and hadn't been doing much of anything. We discovered that a brisk walk got her heart rate right up into the 125 to 140 BPM range, so that was sufficient exercise for her at her current fitness level. She also had a gym membership that she was paying for but never used. She told me they not only had weight machines and a free personal trainer, but also an infrared sauna and a water massage bed. She scheduled 2 days per week to meet with the trainer and target some major muscle groups, and then another 2 days when she could go just for the sauna or the water massage bed. She loved that she didn't have to pay even $1 more than she was already paying to add in her MIEs. And she was finally making use of that gym membership she had been feeling so guilty about. Janine chose to start on a Monday, after her water bottles arrived and she had bought, prepared, and frozen many of her dinners. On both Fridays, when her family eagerly awaited their restaurant night, Janine chose a steakhouse everyone liked. She called ahead and asked if she could get an 8-ounce steak prepared without any added butter or oil. She wanted to save her healthy fat serving for her salad. The restaurant was very accommodating. They prepared a steak for her the way she asked, and also a nice plate of steamed vegetables and a fresh garden salad, hold the cheese and croutons, with olive oil and balsamic vinegar. Janine felt satisfied and full, and her daughter said she couldn't even tell she was on a diet. After 14 days, Janine was amazed to find that she had lost not 14, but 15 pounds. This can sometimes happen with people who have a lot of weight to lose. Best of all, she felt great. The lower her weight went, the less she felt aches, pains, and menopausal symptoms. She had energy, she was loving getting back to the gym and taking walks outdoors with her dog, and she was even feeling sexy again. "My waist is emerging," she said. She decided to do the plan 2 more times, for a total of 3 rounds, and then go on the fast metabolism diet until she got to her goal weight. "This is my new life," she said, and she looks reborn. See what she did on the PDF. As you can see from Janine's meal map C, she really enjoyed a tropical breakfast bowl for breakfast during part 1. She had it twice during the first week and once during the second week. Lunches were the same during part 1 for weeks 1 and 2, and the same for part 2, but in a different order. For dinner, she made a total of 4 dinners for part 1 and 4 dinners for part 2. She also successfully navigated her Friday night family restaurant night during both weeks while staying completely on plan. You can eat just like Janine ate, or make your own choices, as long as you stick to Meal Map C and the food list. Use this blank meal map to plan your week ahead or to keep track as you go, whichever best fits your schedule and inclinations. Don't forget to track your weight, exercise, and water. Your blank meal map on the PDF is your central organizer, and a reminder of your exercise plan is located after your blank meal map. Meal Map C recommended exercise. Cardio, 3 or 4 times per week to raise your heart rate to between 120 and 140 beats per minute for 20 to 35 minutes for each session. Weights. No weightlifting during the 14-day program. Metabolic intervention exercises. Minimum of 1 time per week. 5. Yeah, but what if? Metabolism Revolution Frequently Asked Questions. One of the things I love most about the clients who come to my clinic and my member community is that they are all full of so many smart, savvy questions. I've collected these frequently asked questions from my clients who have been on the Metabolism Revolution program. Maybe they're questions you have, too. I hope you will find yourself in some of these questions and that my answers will help inspire you and keep you going. If you think of something that isn't on this list, please join my robust community and become part of our active online chats. Ask me, ask my team, ask the other members. Become part of our challenges, our recipe contests, and our mutual support and inspiration. We are all there to support one another, share our experiences, and cheer one another on. My goal is that you and I will be friends for a long, long time. Now, here are my answers to those frequently asked questions. General questions about the Metabolism Revolution Plan. Question. I'm not convinced that men and women should share the same ideal weight range. Are you sure that's right? Answer. I've already addressed this briefly, but the idea that men always weigh more than women, or women always less than men, is antiquated. If you knew how much some of my clients actually weighed, you would feel a lot better about yourself. If I have a male client and a female client who are both 5 feet 5 inches tall, it's a crapshoot who will weigh more, the man with his muscles or the woman with her hips and boobs. Some men don't have all that much muscle. Some women are well endowed. You can't stereotype bodies or health. The weight ranges I provide in this program when you are calculating your ideal weight on page 28 are ranges because they make allowances for these kinds of individual differences. So yes, they share an ideal weight range, but they may not share the same ideal weight goal. That's personal. Question. I've been on the fast metabolism diet and lost a lot of weight rapidly, and you have said that FMD is a rapid weight loss diet. If I already have your 28-day rapid weight loss diet, why would I do this 14-day rapid weight loss diet? Answer. That is an excellent question, and I'm sure many longtime FMDers are wondering the same thing. FMD is a rapid weight loss diet, but Metabolism Revolution is a shorter, faster-acting rapid weight loss diet. On FMD, you can lose up to 20 pounds in 28 days, but over a shorter period of time. You can actually sustain up to a 1 pound per day weight loss, which is even more rapid. However, both FMD and Metabolism Revolution are based on a unifying concept of confuse it to lose it, a process of changing the macronutrient ratios throughout the week. For some people, 14 days and 14 pounds is all they will ever need. But for others with bigger weight loss goals, Metabolism Revolution is a great way to begin, and FMD could be a tool to use later as weight loss progresses. You can do the Metabolism Revolution plan up to 3 times in succession to lose more than 14 pounds, but after that, if my clients are still working on weight loss, I like them to switch it up and try something else. Some people have 75 to 100 pounds or more to lose, so it's great to have options. Changing it up can shake you out of plateaus over the longer term, and this is a bigger picture version of confuse it to lose it. Question. I work out a lot and teach fitness classes and am training for a marathon, and I can't or I don't want to change my training schedule. Do I need to adjust this diet in any way? Answer. Yes, but the adjustment is easy and pleasant. If you are doing an exercise that makes your heart rate go over 120 beats per minute, BPM, for longer than 10 minutes, then you should add a fruit before your exercise session, no matter what part of the week you are on. Also, if you are exercising more than 4 days per week with a sustained heart rate over 120 BPM for longer than 10 minutes, you need to add an additional serving of protein on every day that you do this over 4 days. This protein serving should be with either breakfast or lunch. Note that this system accounts for variations in fitness. If you are very fit, it will take a lot more exercise to get you up to 120 BPM and keep you there for over 10 minutes. So be sure to measure your heart rate to confirm that you need that extra fruit or protein serving. If you are less fit but exercising vigorously, you are more likely to need this extra nutritional boost until your fitness increases. Question: I'm pregnant or a nursing mother. Can I do this plan? Answer: I don't suggest weight loss during pregnancy, so this is not a plan for pregnant women. Remember that weight loss promotes detoxification, and pregnancy is not the time to help your body release fat-soluble toxins at an aggressive rate. However, this is an excellent diet for those who are planning to become pregnant soon. You can get extra weight off and clear toxins from your system, which will create a more beneficial internal environment for pregnancy. If you were nursing, you are probably already losing weight quickly. But if you aren't, your primary goal should not be weight loss. Hydration and rest are king or queen. Drink all your water, sleep enough at night, and don't feel bad about napping. Nutritionally, the goal is to keep milk quantity and quality high. That being said, you can do this program while you are nursing if you, 1, add 2 servings of healthy fats per day into the first part of your week, at any meal or snack, and 2, add 2 servings of fruit per day into the second half of the week, at any meal or snack. Remember, this is only if you are nursing. Once your baby is weaned, go back to the plan as it is written. Question: I have a really active job, like construction, and I burn a lot of calories. Do I need to eat more? Answer: not necessarily. As long as this is not a new job and your body is already conditioned for the position, this plan provides tons of nutrients to support your high level of physicality. Your body has already regulated its metabolic dysfunction to your current level of physical stress, so to affect rapid weight loss, you need to do something different. However, I don't want you losing more than 1 pound per day when you are being this physical, so if you find that you are losing more than that on this diet, then you can make one of these 2 changes. Either double your snack portions or add a 3rd snack, either before breakfast or at the end of the day. Question: I'm in sales and constantly have to entertain clients at restaurants and bars. Can I make this plan work for me? Answer: absolutely. Many of my clients are working professionals who travel a lot, are on tour or on the road, or have busy, active lives that take them out of their home kitchens frequently. My best advice is to plan ahead, plan ahead, plan ahead. Don't get caught up in an unexpected food situation. Expect anything. Let's make a date. Me, you, your calendar, and a cup of hot herbal tea. We're going to plan this out so you know exactly what's happening on any given night and what you will do in any situation. Specifically, here are my best tips for you. 1. Try to be proactive in selecting the restaurants. 2. Get the menu ahead of time. Most restaurants have their menus online. 3. Call ahead to tell the restaurant you are on a special nutrition plan and ask them about replacement foods or preparations. Some restaurants charge for substitutions if you ask them on the spot, but I have never seen a restaurant charge one of my clients when they have called ahead to arrange their meals. 4. Bring food on the road so you aren't relying only on restaurants for your nutrition when you travel. Make tons of the jerky recipe and vacuum seal it for travel, along with raw nuts and seeds. 5. When the drinks are free-flowing, remember this plan only lasts for 14 days. And for now, you are on the wagon. A club soda with lime is all the cocktail you need. The best response I've heard to belly-to-the-bar peer pressure is to tell your colleagues, you are on an intense nutrient infusion plan, so you can't indulge tonight. They will know you are a badass, and they may even follow your lead. Question: can kids do this diet, or safely eat the food I am making for myself? Answer: every recipe on this plan is perfectly healthy for children, and may contain more nutrient-dense foods than they were eating before. This is not diet food. It is good, whole, real food. Your kids will probably really love some of these recipes, which may become new family favorites. That being said, they can eat larger portions if they are active, and they can add other healthy foods to this diet. If you are hoping to use this diet to help your kids lose weight, I will tell you that I never use the term weight loss with kids. When children are still growing, the most important thing for them is to establish healthy and active metabolic pathways that will serve them well for the rest of their lives. Kids go through phases of growth and rest, and in the presence of a nutrient-infused diet, weight issues tend to work themselves out. Because we are focusing on establishing those metabolic pathways, children who are still growing need more fruit than this plan provides. For young people eating this plan, add more fruit, specifically in part 2, when you should not be having fruit as an adult seeking rapid weight loss. Kids should be having 5 servings of fruit per day, every day, which means fruit with every meal and snack, whether or not you are having it too. This also applies to teenagers. See the next question. Question: I'm a teenager with 50 pounds to lose. Do I need to alter this diet in any way? Answer: the teenage years are an incredible time to work on enhancing and maximizing your metabolism. Your hormones are starting to navigate their very own pathways, and whole fruits are critical during this time of your life. I don't like to emphasize weight loss for kids, but for older teenagers who want to get to a healthy weight before adulthood, the metabolism revolution is a good place to start. However, when you apply the program, I want you to make this one very important change. Make sure you get 5 full servings of fruits every day, whether it is called for in the basic program or not. Whole fruits are critical during this time in your life. Let's say you were doing Meal Map B. In part 1, your day includes 4 fruit servings. I want you to add another one with dinner, or by doubling one of your other fruit servings. In part 2, when the diet doesn't include any fruit servings, I want you to add 1 serving with every meal and snack. This will not compromise your weight loss goals. Because you are a teenager, your metabolism is not yet set the way an adult's would be, and this fruit is crucial for making sure that when your metabolism does get more permanently established, it does so in a way that benefits your health and weight. Even when you are not on this diet, I strongly recommend eating 5 servings of fruit every day. I also want to give you a special caution when you are calculating your ideal body weight. Once you have calculated your ideal minimum and maximum, I want you to select your ideal goal weight from somewhere in the middle of that range. I don't want you to obsess about hitting the very lowest number. This is not a time of life to diet in a traditional manner. If you do that now, listen to me when I tell you that you will be doing it for the rest of your life. This is a fun time to reset your metabolism so you can have a fast one in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. I know you're probably not thinking about retirement right now or your waistline during menopause, but trust me, many of my clients would kill to go back in time and create healthy hormone pathways in their teens. They look back on that time and regret that they didn't know. You have a huge advantage here, so follow this program with the added 5 servings of whole fruits every day, and you will be doing yourself a favor for the rest of your life. Question: how do I feed my family on this diet? Should they eat what I'm eating if they don't want to lose weight? Answer: your family can certainly eat the same meals you are eating on this diet. In fact, my clients find that when they feed these meals to their families, The whole family's health improves because the meals are more nutrient-dense than what they were all eating before. For those who aren't trying to lose weight or repair their metabolisms, portion sizes aren't as crucial. Let them go back for seconds. A lot of these recipes become family favorites, and people are always going back for more. Also, they can also make additions to the meals, such as adding more protein, vegetables, or complex carbohydrates, or sprinkling their meals with cheese or pickle slices, or whatever they like. Just make these options available at the table rather than at the stove. That way, you are all sharing a meal, but at the same time, you can easily structure your meal the way you need it, while still giving other family members the freedom to adapt their meals to their preferences. When kids make these meals their own, they expand their palates and their micronutrient consumption without even noticing they are eating healthy foods, and everyone starts feeling better. And don't worry about other family members not getting enough calories. These meals are strategically designed to unlock stored fat, but in people who don't have excess stored fat or metabolic dysfunction, the meals won't have that effect. They will simply deliver amazing nutrients to build muscle, bone, skin, hair, and nails. It's real food designed to nourish any and every body. Question. I have limited or no mobility, and I can't do the exercise plan. Can I just skip it? Does that mean I have to change the food plan in any way? Answer. No, don't skip exercise. But exercise doesn't mean you have to run a marathon or take up kickboxing. If you have mobility issues, please select MIEs, passive or supported exercise options, in place of cardio and weightlifting, to the extent necessary for your needs. These count as exercise too. You'll notice that in the exercise plan, I have included such activities as infrared sauna, massage, dry skin brushing, physical therapy, hot baths, Epsom salt baths, and acupuncture. As long as you are doing something that stimulates your circulation and blood flow at least 3 times per week, you are exercising. I provide lots of options, so your choices don't have to be expensive. Sometimes you can find coupons for free introductory massages or infrared sauna sessions or acupuncture visits. Look for opportunities, specials, coupons, and promotions during the 14 days, especially for things you've never tried before. You may find a favorite new therapy. Other things like baths are cheap, and you can often find Epsom salts and dry brushes at the dollar store. A word about physical therapy. I think physical therapy is one of the most underutilized forms of exercise available. If you can get a prescription for physical therapy from your doctor, please do so. If you only get so many visits per year, this is the time to use them. Question. I missed or had to skip my cardio or weightlifting session for the week. Can I make up for it? Answer. Absolutely. While exercise does many important metabolism-enhancing things for you, I know that sometimes life happens and you end up missing a session or three. In those instances, you can always replace a cardio or weightlifting workout with an MIE. This will give you many of the benefits of exercise, including stress relief and increased circulation. Find a list of MIEs on page 62. Question. I've had gastric bypass surgery. Do I need to modify this plan? Answer. Yes, typically those who have had gastric bypass surgery can't consume the large portions of protein, vegetables, and fruit called for in this plan. But you can still do the plan. When I have clients who have gone through this, we typically divide the meals into 8 to 10 smaller meals, so you will be eating more frequently but in smaller amounts, which gives your body the chance to properly digest the food each time. There are also other ways to make nutrient-dense food less bulky and easier to digest and absorb. You can cook and puree vegetables and fruits, and even meats. Sometimes I do find that the size of meat protein portions is too much for those with gastric bypass. I can usually get 20 to 26 grams of protein into you with my shakes, which you can certainly try, but it's harder to get the protein this high with meat. Listen to your body, and if it's really too much, you can reduce the portions to an amount that is comfortable for you. Questions about the food list and portion sizes. Question: Does iceberg lettuce count as an approved lettuce on the vegetable list? Answer: Iceberg lettuce has the lowest number of micronutrients per cup of all lettuces. It is also typically an agricultural crop that has a significant amount of herbicide and pesticide applied to it. For both of these reasons, it is my least recommended lettuce. Dark green, soft lettuces typically have a better impact on overall metabolism and are more likely to stimulate weight loss. Question: On some of your other plans, cucumbers are a free food. Why aren't they a free food on this plan? Answer: Based on my personal experiences with clients, I have not selected cucumbers as a free food for the metabolism revolution. I have observed that when cucumbers are free, many of my clients really go to town on them. They eat them every day, multiple times per day, to the exclusion of all the other delicious vegetables available for snacks and meals. When cucumbers are eaten chronically in this way, they lose their strategic impact, so I am doling them out purposefully to you during this program. I want you to get all their wonderful benefits without going overboard into cucumber land. But cucumbers are an excellent vegetable choice with an incredible amount of fiber and potassium. So when I do suggest them, I hope you will enjoy them fully. In the approved portion sizes, of course. Question: In the food list, you use the term pure to describe mustards and vinegars. What do you mean by that? Answer: These condiments have a history of being loaded with sugars, honey, dextrose, and other ingredients that slow down the metabolism. If you're going to use these, you have to be a label reader and make sure that nothing fishy is in there. The nutrition label for most mustards should only list mustard seeds, vinegar, and spices as ingredients, and vinegar labels shouldn't list much more than the main ingredient for which the vinegar is named. For example, apple cider for apple cider vinegar, red wine for red wine vinegar, etc. Balsamic vinegar should list grape must as the first or second ingredient. Question: Do nuts count as a protein and a fat for a snack, or do I also need to add a protein? Answer: For the metabolism revolution, raw nuts and seeds fall into the healthy fat category. Even though they do contain protein, they do not go into the protein count for that meal or snack. This is an important distinction for my purposes for this diet. This means you will need to select a food item from the protein category to round out that requirement. Question: For dinner with a complex carb and a protein, can I just have 2 servings of legumes? Answer: Yes, if you do it correctly. The servings for legumes, when counted as a complex carb, are one portion, and the servings of a legume, when counted as a protein, are another portion. For example, for a Meal Map B Part 1 dinner, you could have 1/2 cup black beans for your protein and another 1/2 cup for your complex carbohydrate. As long as you use the appropriate portion for your meal map, you will be spot on. Question: Why are wild rice and quinoa on the non-grain carb list? Aren't those grains? Answer: Actually, they are seeds, not grains, and have a much lower starch content. You may be confused if you have read some of my other books, because in the past, I have listed these in the grain category. That was purposeful for that particular diet. For this diet, however, and for our purposes now, wild rice and quinoa should be counted as a non-grain carb, so you can have them with dinner in part one. Question: Do I have to eat the grains whole, or can I have them in some easier-to-eat quick form like spelt pretzels, sprouted grain bread, using a compliant grain, crackers, or tortillas? Answer. If you find a pure and compliant product with no additives, like pure brown rice tortillas, sprouted buckwheat bread, or those beloved spelt pretzels, then knock yourself out as long as the product isn't adulterated with other ingredients. Again, you have to be an avid label reader. Question. I use Meal Map C, but 2 servings of protein seems like a lot, especially for breakfast. How am I supposed to eat a 4-egg omelet or 8 ounces of turkey sausage? Answer. I selected each of the food categories based on the degree of metabolic intervention your body needs. Protein is a key player in healing the metabolism, especially for people using Meal Map C. However, you don't have to select all 4 servings of the same food. Mix it up. You could have 2 eggs and 4 ounces of nitrate-free chicken sausage or turkey bacon, for example. That being said, always listen to your body. If you really can't eat your whole meal, don't force yourself. But don't hold back because you think it will help you lose weight faster either. With my clients, I find that big goals require big intervention. Question. Seriously, how am I supposed to eat 4 cups of vegetables for breakfast? Answer. The best way to do this is to chew, chew, chew. Oh, wait, you said seriously. Okay, then. Remember, we are activating digestive enzymes, releasing micronutrients, rebalancing hormone distribution, and stimulating release of stubborn fat, and vegetables are the key to all these very important jobs. You might not be used to eating vegetables for breakfast, but they are taking care of major work for you right now. They are like kindling for the fire. Still, that doesn't mean you have to choke down 4 cups of sliced cucumbers at 6 a.m. There are easier ways. Some people like to puree their veggies and add them to a smoothie, or even make them into a soup. Soup for breakfast is common in some cultures. Or cook them up with eggs. Use onions, peppers, chopped spinach, or whatever you like. When cooked, that 4 cups really shrinks down to a manageable size. Question. I find it really hard to drink all that water. Any tips? Answer. My community is always offering ideas about how to get in all that water, which is so worthwhile. Some say they put all the ounces they need today into a pitcher first thing in the morning or the night before. Then they don't have to keep track. They just keep pouring glasses from the pitcher until it's empty. You can keep this in the refrigerator or not, depending on whether you like your water cold or at room temperature. Others know exactly how many water bottles they will need and bring them to the office. One community member keeps 4 tokens and a small dish by the sink. Every time she fills her 24-ounce bottle from her reverse osmosis tap, she puts 1 token in the dish. When they are all in the dish, she's done. Another uses quarters and pays herself for every bottle. And another puts 6 bangle bracelets on her right wrist and moves 1 to her left wrist every time she refills her water bottle. I have such ingenious community members. Question. Does zucchini count as a squash? Answer. Yes, zucchini is a summer squash. Question. Can I have jicama? Answer. I have purposefully not added jicama to the metabolism revolution. However, you will notice that it is on the Fast Metabolism for Life food list, so you can look forward to eating jicama when you are on the maintenance plan. Question. All that fruit is upsetting my stomach. Should I really be eating 6 servings a day? That seems like a lot. Answer. Again, above all, listen to your body, but also consider that the amount of fruit isn't the problem. It might be the type of fruit. Try selecting different fruits. Another way to make fruit even more digestible is to cook it gently on the stove with a little water. Also, make sure that when you eat, you try to create a relaxed environment and chew each bite fully to stimulate the release of digestive enzymes. Nothing causes stomach upset like stressing out while you eat. Question. Why can't I have tomatoes? I can't imagine my life without salsa and your famous chili. Answer. In many of my plans, you will find tomatoes in a variety of decadent and delicious recipes. But nothing says you have to eat them every day of your life. And for the metabolism revolution, I have strategically pulled this fruit vegetable to allow other foods to shine. Never fear, we are going to be cooking together for a long, long time. And when you were on the For Life plan to maintain your weight loss, or if you were trying some of my other plans, like the fast metabolism diet, tomatoes are A-okay. Question. I love coconut milk in my herbal tea and on my oatmeal. Can this count as a healthy fat? Answer. I've purposely left nut milks, including coconut milk, out of this plan. For now, use the whole coconut, raw, or coconut oil in your oatmeal. Or try other raw nuts or seeds instead. Your body can extract sugar more quickly and easily from nut milks like coconut milk than it can from the actual coconut or nut itself. If you are looking for a way to make your oatmeal less thick, just prepare it with additional water. The only exception I allow is if you puree your own fresh coconut meat in the appropriate portion for the appropriate serving with as much water as you want. This homemade coconut milk will be free of additives and less willing to release its sugars because it contains all the natural fiber of the coconut meat, which store-bought coconut milk does not. I have one client who loves cream in her coffee, and she prepares batches of her own homemade coconut milk, pours it into ice cube trays, and freezes it. Every morning, she pops one into her herbal tea. Genius. Question. I want to do the food plan rather than the supported plan, but are there ways to occasionally substitute one of your shakes for any of the meals or snacks? Sometimes this would be really convenient. Answer. You can absolutely do this. You can use my metabolism meal replacement shakes once a week on that one really busy day you always have, or up to twice a day every day as a replacement for any breakfast or lunch. They are food-based and micronutrient-focused products meant to support you in times of need. Some of my clients run out the door with a shake every morning, and others use them when they travel. I tend to do a little bit of both of those, and most of my clients fall somewhere in the middle too. So, while there is a super simple supported plan that uses the shakes twice a day for the truly time-crunched or cooking-averse, you can always choose to cook when you want and substitute a shake for any breakfast or lunch during a day when you run out of time, energy, or clean foods to eat. Question. I know coffee isn't on the list, but are there any healthy substitutes I could have during the 14 days, like caffeine-free herbal tea or a grain-based coffee substitute like Pero or Dandy Blend? Answer. I do discourage coffee. In fact, I'm downright against it for many reasons. In particular, see The Elephant in the Room on page 58. But that doesn't mean you can't enjoy a warm cuppa. Herbs and spices are on your free food list, which means a cup of herbal tea made with dry or fresh herbs is just fine. Don't have real tea, black, green, or white, even decaffeinated. But there are many excellent and even therapeutic teas to try, like peppermint, ginger, chamomile, lemon, or dandelion tea, which has a roasty, coffee-like flavor and is also an excellent tonic for your liver. If tea isn't quite right for you, and you want something even more coffee-like, you could try Pero, a coffee substitute made from roasted grains. I don't encourage doing this every day, but it might help you get off coffee. Some of my community even take a week to break their coffee habit before starting the 14-day plan, or the 28-day fast metabolism diet plan, or any of my other plans, because for many, that is the hardest part. Just remember that Pero and similar grain-based coffee substitutes are not gluten-free. So if you have celiac disease or non-celiac gluten sensitivity, you should not use these products. Also, even if you are not specifically gluten sensitive, but have other types of allergies, such as inhalant or skin allergies, be aware that gluten can be a catalyst nutrient for histamine, and that could